Orsburn has served 9 years of his 45-year sentence, and he'll likely die before his mandatory release date in 2015. His mother, Sharon Orsburn, says the family has been trying to find housing for him in Kenosha, where they can care for him until he dies.
You know, I've talked to the Attorney General. I've talked to, I don't know how many different people, the governor's office. I've talked to the Department of Corrections. And my greatest fear is that he's going to die in prison, and I don't want that.
Neither do Orsburn's victims, his niece and his sister-in-law. Both say they don't object to his release and think he's done enough time for his crimes against them. But because Orsburn had multiple victims, state law requires strict supervision upon his release. He's also barred from living with family members who have children. There are already more than 200 sex offenders living in Kenosha. But Orsburn's second cousin, Jackie Varholik, says despite weeks of searching, the local parole agent has refused to approve any apartment the family's found because they're all too close to schools or daycare centers.
You look at the Kenosha map and you see all the red and blue dots on the family watchdog thing, and there's sex offenders all over in Kenosha, and we can't find a single house that he can live in.
Researchers say Orsburn's crimes against relatives put him in a category of sex offenders least likely to reoffend. And Varholik says, as the cancer weakens his body, it's almost impossible for him to molest anyone anyway.
He's sick. He has no interest at this point in doing anybody any harm. He just wants to spend his remaining days with his family.
But the state's sex offender laws may make that impossible. The Fox Lake warden can't sign off on Orsburn's release until his parole agent approves housing for him. Attorney Jack Furlong has challenged sex offender housing restrictions in several states. He says Orsburn's plight is not unusual.
You just have to understand that sex offenders are somewhere between whale manure and enemy combatants on the hierarchy of reviled members of the community. So getting them a place to live between the bottom of the ocean and Guantanamo Bay is invariably problematic.
But Furlong says it shouldn't be that way for someone like Orsburn, who has only a few months to live and is unlikely to seek out any more victims if released. Furlong says unless public attitudes change, a murderer or a kidnapper with a terminal disease has a better chance of getting compassionate release than anyone with a sex crime on his or her record. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.